Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, June 14th. Currently with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.84, and the dew point is 54 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Well, sad news from Meade County as a teenage boy lost his life in a tragic accident.
15-year-old Michael Lowry was riding his Kawasaki motorcycle when he was hit by a Dodge Ram pickup driven by Dylan Dusing Monday afternoon. The collision took place on K Road, and sadly, Michael didn't survive. It's important to note that he wasn't wearing a helmet. Dylan escaped unharmed, although he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. It's another reminder of the importance of safety precautions while on the road. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Governor Laura Kelly announced Walmart will build its first ever fully owned and operated case-ready beef facility in Olathe. The retailer will invest $257 million in the plant and create 667 new permanent jobs. And the construction phase will create another 1,000 jobs. A new facility is set to break ground later this year. Mayor John Bacon said it will be a great benefit to Olathe and its economy and the regional economy as well as Walmart continues to grow. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, RAK Homeowner System of battery-powered equipment has a range of tools dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Now just $149.99. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Was $199.99 MSRP. Set includes AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. School districts across Kansas are embracing a movement known as the Science of Reading, and now state lawmakers want to speed it up, as research shows that most children need systematic, sounded-out instruction, commonly called phonics, rather than older approaches that focus on context clues from pictures and stories. And as part of a school funding bill, state lawmakers demanded a list of districts that still use reading approaches that have been debunked by cognitive science. 2 years ago, the Kansas Department of Education earmarked $15 million in federal COVID relief funds to train teachers in the science of reading. And this year, the Kansas legislature passed a law requiring schools to provide extra help to children with dyslexia. The State Board of Education sets standards for what students should learn, but more than 200 separate districts decide how. And depending on when the materials are adopted, they can be used for a decade or more, and they're expensive to replace. Changing course with reading instruction takes years, and students can fall behind in the meantime. Reading scores for Kansas third graders have been slipping for years. Last year, more than 33% scored below grade level, and in low-income urban districts such as Wichita and Kansas City, more than half of third graders scored below grade level. Something that worries lawmakers and educators is that research shows students who don't read proficiently by the end of the third grade are four times more likely to drop out of school or not finish high school on time. The Kansas Department of Commerce, in partnership with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, needs input regarding how Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, funding is distributed. CDBG funds, which are received each year from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, are used to address community needs in cities and counties across Kansas. Over the years, CDBG projects have included assistance for business startups and expansions, downtown commercial rehabilitation, housing rehabilitation, and water and sewer line extensions. The Department of Commerce wants to ensure CDBG investments advance the goals established in the Kansas Framework for Growth, the state's economic development strategic plan and are utilized more strategically to help communities across the state. To make these changes, the Department of Commerce and its partners are seeking input from residents, local elected officials, and others via an online survey. And the survey, which will take about 10 minutes to complete, will pose questions such as what amenities are most important to you in your city or county, what is the current quality of these amenities, how does your city or county identify what improvements are needed, and has your city or county benefited from CDBG funding in the past. Responses collected are important in guiding the best way to invest in the future of Kansas, and individuals are asked to respond by tomorrow, Thursday, June 15th. To complete the survey, you can visit surveymonkey.com/r/Kansas-CDBG. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced a change to the Project Access COVID Test, or Project ACT program, allowing all Kansas households to request free at-home COVID-19 tests through tomorrow, June 15th, and residents are encouraged to order additional free tests while the supplies last. All Kansas households can order free COVID-19 tests through accesscovidtest.org, and each household can place an order for 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, or Amazon will deliver the test kits directly to your house. Kansans who need more support to order tests may call 866-534-3463. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has already distributed 308,615 tests to Kansas families through Project ACT. Individuals should check their test's expiration date before using it, though if the date has passed, the test may still be appropriate to use. You can check for an FDA extension at fda.gov. The Project ACT program is made possible through a partnership between the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Rockefeller Foundation's public charity, RF Catalytic Capital. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services is receiving more than $3.6 million as part of a 5-year federal grant to implement youth suicide prevention and early intervention strategies. And the funding will help reduce suicides and suicidal ideation in Kansans aged 10 to 24. Governor Kelly said this funding will further their efforts to reduce suicide rates by providing support and resources for Kansans in crisis. The funding for the Garrett Lee Smith State Tribal Suicide Prevention Program grant comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and it will support the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services in reaching young Kansans through schools, educational institutions, juvenile justice systems, substance use programs, mental health programs, and the foster care system. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard said this federal funding allows them to implement effective programs at the local level where they can reach the younger population who are struggling with their mental health and guide them to the resources they need in their community. In Nebraska news, a Lincoln woman accused of leading Nebraska authorities on almost a dozen recent pursuits has finally been caught. The Saunders County Sheriff's Office reported that Itzamar Ramirez was arrested on Monday after losing control of her vehicle while trying to avoid spikes. And according to law enforcement, the 28-year-old's crime spree began last week in the Lincoln area, where she was involved in about 7 pursuits. Authorities said she had 2 more incidents in Dodge County on Monday, followed by a pair of pursuits through Saunders County in which a deputy was almost hit. Ramirez is now facing a long list of charges, including flight to avoid arrest, driving with a revoked license, speeding, having an open alcohol container, and possession of methamphetamine. Prague Fire and Rescue, Wahoo Police, UTAN Police, and the Nebraska State Patrol all provided assistance during her capture. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that a man was arrested on Friday after troopers found 55 pounds of cocaine in his car. At around 7:45 a.m., a trooper saw a vehicle with a license plate violation parked at a rest area near York. And after becoming suspicious of criminal activity, troopers searched 38-year-old Nicandro Garcia Perez's vehicle. Troopers found 55 pounds of suspected cocaine hidden inside the spare tire compartment. And Garcia Perez, who is from Chino Hills, California, was arrested on suspicion of possessing cocaine and possession with intent to deliver. He was lodged in the York County Jail. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission approved staff recommendations for a 2024 mountain lion hunting season at its June 9th meeting in Alma. For the first time, a mountain lion harvest season will take place outside the Pine Ridge as the Niobrara unit is created, encompassing parts of Brown, Cherry, Cayapaha, Rock, and Sheridan counties. The objective for the Niobrara unit is to provide a harvest opportunity for mountain lions that allows the population to remain resilient and healthy while slowing growth in the population. Mountain lions in Nebraska are part of the larger western population that includes Colorado, South Dakota, and Wyoming, and are not isolated. Information and permit purchases are available on the Nebraska Game and Parks website, outdoornebraska.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Nearly 4,000 Kansas State University students have earned semester honors for their academic performance in the spring 2023 semester. Students earning a grade point average for the semester of 3.75 or above on at least 12 graded credit hours receive semester honors along with commendations from their deans, and the honors are also recorded on their permanent academic records. Area students who earned semester honors for the spring 2023 semester from Kansas State University locally include in Decatur County from Jennings, Anna Carter and Luke Wallmeyer, from Norcator, Drew Kaysen, and from Oberlin, Aaron May, Isabel Graffel, Reese Graffel, Logan Hayward, and Parker O'Toole. In Graham County from Hill City, Michael Blanks and Brody McDowell. In Phillips County from Glade, Kagan Keaton, from Logan, Matthew Kirkendall, and from Phillipsburg, Ashlyn Kennedy, Ethan Ledig, and Haley Teen. And from Norton County, from Almina, Brendan Sammons and Bailey Sides. From Lenora, Sarah David. And from Norton, Marissa Christensen. Unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, June 12th, includes that Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room. And in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Mindy Harding informed the commission that the staff is out doing the annual property inspections at this time, and due to limited staffing, there will be times the office will not have anyone present. She said they will leave a note and a pad for people to sign with a phone number for a return contact. Tax abatement 2023-24 was presented to the commission for signature and approval. The statement was issued for a trailer that was sold, however, the owner failed to report it. The abatement was approved in the amount of $18.46. Resolution 2002-05 was reviewed by the commission, and this resolution regulates and sets the speed limit on several rural roads. The resolution sets the speed limit on roads E3, E4, E9, E10, W2, W3, D, H, I, S, and W, at 45 miles per hour. Commissioner Matchett then made a motion to amend the resolution to add Road E2 to Road D and Road E7 from Highway 36 to Highway 383. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road and Bridge Department joined the meeting, and the commission informed Rob of the speed limit change and addition of Road E2 and E7, and Rob said he will order the signs and get them in place. Rob reported that the bridge on E2 was hit sometime last week, causing major damage, and the crews will look into the repairs. The bridge on E14 was also discussed, as a request has been made to remove the banister in order to access field property with machinery. Rob will take a look at the bridge and make contact with the landowner. Rob also stated that crews continue to blade roads from the recent rains. Mid-month vouchers were presented to the commission for approval, and the vouchers were signed and approved in the amount of $16,662.57. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the May 31, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and Commissioner Matchett made a motion to approve the June 6, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motions passed. Sheriff Thompson joined the meeting to give the commission an update on department operations, and the commission informed Troy of the speed limit changes on the rural roads mentioned previously. A budget discussion was held with the proposed budgets due by the end of the month, and Troy also spoke briefly about the Adopt a Cop program that is being discussed. A discussion was held by the commission on the farmers market, as there has been some recent inquiry about the location and rules for the market. The commission called the Chamber of Commerce for clarification on their participation, and the chamber stated that they no longer are assisting with the market, and the city park has been approved for this year's farmers market. The meeting was then adjourned until June 19th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 86 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 57 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 91. And on Thursday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. On Thursday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 58 and the chance of precipitation is 60%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 83. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. on Saturday. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 81. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 88. On Monday, sunny with a high near 93. And on Tuesday, should be sunny with a high near 93. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.85, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Cruise on over to United Northwest Federal Credit Union and check out our great auto loan rates. June 1st through the 30th, get as low as 5% APR on a 2018 and newer auto loan for up to 60 months. Terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. While you're here, ask us about our birthday skip-a-pay. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Royals dropped their 8th consecutive game as they fell to the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 on Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium. Jordan Lyles got the start for the Royals and struggled yet again. Lyles went 6 innings against the Reds and allowed 5 runs, all in the 2nd inning, en route to his league-leading 11th loss of the season. Jackson Coar and Austin Cox held things down in relief of Lyles as they combined to allow just 2 base runners, both being walks, and 3 innings of work. Offensively, the Royals once again spoiled opportunities for a comeback for a 2nd consecutive game. Most notably, the Royals had bases loaded, one out in the bottom of the 7th down just a run, but had back-to-back strikeouts from Nick Prado and Salvador Perez to end the inning. The club will now look to snap their season-high 8-game losing streak and also avoid their 3rd consecutive sweep in the series finale against the Reds tonight. Daniel Lynch will head to the mound for the Royals, who will be posed by Ben Lively for the Reds. Kansas Information Network News Sports. I am Fulton Caster.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's begin with your weather forecast.
Last night we had quite a bit of rain that fell in west central Kansas, flooding issues in Lakin, and Kansas Mesonet reporting over 1.2 inches of rain. Showers and a few thunderstorms are ongoing this morning in south central and central Kansas, driven by warm, moist air lifting in ahead of a disturbance. Those will continue to push east throughout the morning. This afternoon, another disturbance will move into southern Kansas with another round of showers and a few thunderstorms. High pressure briefly builds in on Thursday with another low pressure system arriving during the afternoon and evening, bringing us a complex of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those may be strong to severe through Friday morning. Sunny in northwest Kansas with a high near 80. A few thunderstorms in north central Kansas are high 85. And in northeastern Kansas, scattered storms are high in the mid 80s. Low 80s today in southwestern Kansas. South central Kansas, scattered storms are high 82. And a few thunderstorms mid 80s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. After 2 days of gains across the grains complex, we have losses for the overnight session on this Wednesday. July corn down 7 3/4 at 6.04 3/4. September down 6 at 5.40 a bushel. December down 6.5, 5.44 3/4. July soybeans down 6 3/4, 13.92 1/2. August down 6 3/4 at 13.15. November down 7 at 12.32 1/2. Kansas City wheat, July down a dime at 7.81 3/4. September also down a dime at 7.80 1/4. Chicago wheat, July down 6.25 at 6:30. September down 6 at 6:42. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 60 points at 34,168. The NASDAQ futures are up 29 at 14,943. Dollar index down 20 cents at 103.14. And crude oil up 66 cents a barrel at $70.08. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy.